Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave.
Or even tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
I think for the Bills, they need to respond because they played like trash against the Texans. They really did. Like, there's no way to sugarcoat this. And I have said for weeks and weeks and weeks, I think the Steelers are a good team. I don't think they're a great team. I think that they've got a very good defense. But I do think that this is a game the Bills have to win. Now, here's the thing that's tricky. And, you know, so coming back from Houston, one of the reasons we did not get a pod up was my flight got delayed for five. My flight got moved from on Thursday night, about an hour before kickoff. I got a notification that my flight had been canceled and I was rebooked on a different flight. Now, it actually was a blessing in disguise temporarily, because I was moved from a flight that had a layover to a direct flight from Houston to Buffalo, and I just had to get up earlier. And I was like, okay, I'll live with that. So I get to the airport at 5:30 in the morning after a night game the night before, and my flight ends up getting delayed like 4.5 hours. So then I'm stuck at the airport. I don't ultimately get back, but there was a bunch of other media people on my flight. So for hours, we were sitting there talking about just random things, and then also the Bills. And then Jay Skierski from the Buffalo News brought up a point, and he brought up the Bills' record on the road over the last several years. Since 2023, I believe they're 11-12 on the road, compared to 24-3 or 24-4 when they are at home. That's crazy. So when we're talking about a road game coming up, that's the ultimate equalizer. I think if this game was in Orchard Park, I'd say the Bills are going to win this game. I think that they are. But going to a tough environment in Pittsburgh, you're going to have to show us something that you haven't been able to consistently do, and that's go on the road and win against a good to above average football team.
Yeah. Why do you think, though, like, why have the Bills struggled so much on the road versus home? Do you have a theory?
I don't.
I mean, for a team that, you know, over this regime through McDermott and Bean, and, you know, far be it from us right now today and the way this season is going to say anything positive about these guys, because everybody's so upset. But throughout this regime, they've just been so consistent, right? That's really been a theme. Doesn't matter, on the road, at home, number of time of day, prime time. They've lost three primetime games this year. That hasn't happened before. For them to be have this record on the road really goes back last couple of years, actually, when you think about some of the losses they've had. Why do you think that is? You have a theory?
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. It's random. Maybe it's...
Because your run game is supposed to travel.
That's what I mean.
A good run game, right?
The run game is supposed to be the thing that travels. And like even in the Texans game, that's not really why they lost. James Cook was pretty good when he touched the ball in that game. So I don't exactly know. I don't know if it's Josh. I don't know if it's the inability to close out games late. I can think of several instances where they've had a chance to win a game at the end and then they have fallen short. And when they're at home, usually that does not happen. Like it's almost the polar opposites of each other, where against the Bucs, every time they needed to score, they got a score in the second half. And then against the Texans, and I know we're talking about very, very different defenses, but then against the Texans, they have multiple opportunities to go down the field and put up points, and they don't. Like, you know, I know we're far removed from the game. When they converted on the hook and ladder on 4th and 27, I was like, they're going to win this game. I was like, they're going to go down the field, they're going to score, they're going to win this game, they're going to go up. And then I was like, and then their defense is going to have 20 seconds to hold the lead, and they're going to get a stop. And then they just continue to shoot themselves in the foot. So I don't know if it's just more of they make the mistakes on the road that they don't make at home, but that might be some of it.
It is, and I'm wondering why. And the only theory I can really come up with is because their offense is such a grind, and the only way they can really move the ball effectively and efficiently is running the ball a lot, and we've seen that. When you get in these hostile environments, it makes it even tougher because you have to have checks at the line. You have to be able to switch things up for receivers and seeing what you're seeing. And they just don't have the personnel, I think, to be able to do that right now. And I think that's really hurting them. And that really hurt them in the Texans game. It hurt them getting a play call in late. We know that. It hurt them with Deion Dawkins' false start. We know that. And I think that's where these things show up. When you don't have the people to just kind of go, you go and you make a play and I can trust you to win. And we have a loud environment. It doesn't matter. We got to make a check. We're getting the play in late because it's loud. They don't have that time. They don't have those players right now, Matt. They just don't have that.
No, they don't. Did you see the Emmanuel Acho breakdown of the game? And I think about that clip. So now if you haven't seen it, I'm not even like a huge Emmanuel Acho fan or anything, but it showed up on my For You Twitter feed. So I watched it. And the one example that he kept showing how Josh Allen needs help in all of the instances where he got sacked, what was happening on those plays. And the one that stood out the most to me was the 3rd and 20 that he highlighted, where the Texans played man coverage, which is like kind of football 101, that in a 3rd and long, you're not playing man coverage because all it takes is like a little mistake to happen. And then all of a sudden you can give up a big play. And it was basically an indictment that the Texans were not scared at all by any of the pass catchers that the Buffalo Bills have. It was basically like, we know we are going to get to you without blitzing, and we are so disrespecting the people you're trying to throw the ball to that we are going to continue to stay in man coverage. And sure as heck, 3 seconds after the ball is snapped, Josh Allen gets sacked with absolutely nowhere to go because all of the guys that he is looking at are completely locked down. And, you know, it's easy. First off, I know now we're going backwards. Josh Allen was not good in this game. I think he was fine. I don't think he was good. I don't think he was terrible. I think the offensive line was really, really bad by their standards in this game. But it once again, it comes down to the pass catchers. You know, you'll see these random screenshots here and there of like, oh, this guy was wide open, or in the last play, Dawson Knox was wide open. Well, there was also an OPI on that play, which is why.
I mean, Josh was also retreating the minute the ball was snapped because it's 4th and 6 and they're coming after him because of exactly what you said, which is we're just going to come after you because nobody's going to get open quick enough for you. And that's just right. By the way, not just man to man with one high, like come on, 3rd and 20. Or what are we doing?
So I think that maybe that to your theory about why they struggle on the road is they just don't have guys who win one-on-one matchups very consistently. Like they really don't. And that record that they have on the road is already unimpressive considering they're below 500. But then think about the division they have played in. So we're looking at a sample size from 2023. Those are some patty cake road wins that they've had over the years too, with some games against the Patriots and the Jets and the Dolphins. So it's like, okay, when you play legit opponents, they have not been very good on the road.
Oh, well, how about the quarterbacks they've beaten on the road are not good, right? You're right. It's just, take a list of the quarterbacks they've beaten on the road, and it's not anything super impressive. I mean, they have gone on the road in the past and beaten them at home, right? We've seen that happen in the regular season.
But last year.
Yeah, over the last year and a half, though, really, going back a couple of years, it's just been much more of a struggle. And honestly, like, the league is there's so much parity in this league. I mean, I think Bills fans, we've seen this team really at the top of their game, and you get a little bit spoiled and just kind of expecting that to happen. But I think it's gone a little bit too far the other way, obviously, and it's become way too much of a struggle, which brings us back to this week, which is a game in Pittsburgh after the Steelers lost to the Bears without Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin said he expects Aaron Rodgers to play against the Bills. Now, we all saw last year, Matt, when Josh had what many believe would be something broken in his left hand, right? We don't know for sure. I don't think it was ever revealed like that, but he was on the injury report for quite a while. It was after the Arizona game, week one. He goes in the end zone, hurts his hand. For the next several weeks, Josh couldn't even hand the ball off when he turned to his right with just his left hand. He actually had to use both hands. So I don't know how much Aaron Rodgers is going to be compromised, but obviously that's going to be a big storyline. But it looks like he is going to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers in this game.
Does it change your outlook of the game substantially? Like, I think that you would agree that you would rather play against Mason Rudolph, but I don't think it's like a huge, oh my goodness gracious, you know, Aaron Rodgers at this point is so much better than Mason Rudolph. Like, you know, I certainly think Aaron Rodgers is more dangerous, but I do not know how much it changes on my end. What do you think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Agreed. I want to go to one stat here I'm looking at. Okay. Average pass length for Aaron Rodgers this year. It is very low. They don't throw the ball. He is last amongst all qualifying quarterbacks by a substantial margin. His average pass length through the air is less than 6 yards through the air. His average pass length of just, if you just took just his completions, I mean, I got to think this is almost historically low. It's less than 4 yards, which is last amongst all qualifiers. The thing the Steelers just don't do, even more than the Bills don't do, is throw the ball downfield. They never do. They just basically dink and dunk their way as much as possible. And for that reason, I guess you don't need Rodgers to be super healthy. But at the same time, like, what are you really scared of there? Just, you know, play defense.
What you're scared of is your offense not being able to travel. And that's what you're scared of. And now if you're without Spencer Brown too in this game, like, oof. Here's the thing though. The offensive line was not good against the Texans. So it's like, okay, like, you know, if you're taking out a piece of that, like, I still think Spencer Brown is a very, very, very good player, near elite. I don't know how much of it that he was playing hurt and that he just was not able to perform to the level that he's able to. But, like, yeah, the offensive line is going to be the thing that we're all talking about in this game, because the Steelers defense, you know, there are times where you can run on the Steelers defense. So that is why I think this needs to be another lean into James Cook, take shot plays, lean into the play action with a little bit of added rest and a little bit of a short week, or excuse me, in an extended break leading up to it. Like, it's got to be a game the Bills win. They got to go in there and they got to win it. The percentage of their making the playoffs changes, I think 24%, according to the New York Times, if they win and if they lose. If they lose, it goes from like 83% to 60-something percent. If they win, it goes up to 92%. And it's that point. Because I really think if you get to 10 wins, you're getting in. And I can't believe we're even having this conversation. But I think if you get to 10 wins, you're getting in, because of the tiebreakers you do have against the Chiefs and the Ravens. And that means you got to finish.
I don't think the Ravens matter, though, with the tiebreaker anymore. They're going to win the division. But you could. You're right. If the Steelers were to somehow overtake the Ravens, but it doesn't. But you're right, though.
If the Steelers beat the Bills,
you get their tiebreaker, too. If you beat the Steelers, you have the tiebreaker against either one of those teams.
Yeah, but also, like, if the Steelers beat the Bills, all of a sudden, they're very much in the conversation win the division. So that's it's kind of like, you know, you don't want that to happen. But I'm just saying, it gives you.
And the Ravens didn't look great against the Jets.
No, I can't believe this is the conversation we're having.
I know. By the way, if there's ever more of an example of a week-to-week league, it's the Steelers' rush defense. I'm just looking up their numbers. Against the Bengals back in mid-October, 7.4 yards a rush. Then they go against Jonathan Taylor and the Colts. It's 1.7 yards a rush they give up, right?
It's
crazy. Teams have been able to run on the Steelers this year. Their defense, their rankings, their metrics are not that great, but neither were the Dolphins. The Bills really couldn't move the ball. I expect Mike Tomlin and the Steelers to say, we are shutting down the Bills' run game. And then they can get after the passer, obviously. We know that. They don't have the kind of ferocious defense all around at every level, I think, that you see that the Texans have. But they can get after the passer, and obviously that's something the Bills are going to have to do is protect Josh Allen.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.